Simon & Schuster Audio presents Star Trek, The Eugenics Wars, Volume 1, by Greg Cox, read by Anthony Stewart Head.
Captain's log, stardate 7004.1. Under top secret orders from Starfleet Command, the Enterprise is en route to the Paragon colony on the planet Sycorax to evaluate that colony's recent request to join the United Federation of Planets. At issue is one of the Federation's fundamental principles, a centuries-old taboo perhaps second only to the Prime Directive in its scope and sanctity. Genetic engineering on humans? Dr. Leonard McCoy was utterly aghast. He stared across the conference table at his friend and captain, James T. Kirk. Have the brass at Starfleet lost their paper-pushing little minds? Human genetic engineering has been banned throughout the Federation since its very founding, and for good reason. Kirk smiled at his friend's predictably cantankerous response. Calm down, Bones. Nobody's talking about lifting the ban right away, just rethinking it a bit. After all, it's been 300 years since the Eugenics War. Good Lord, Jim, you met Khan. Don't you remember what sort of a monster he was? Kirk nodded. Only 4 years had passed since the captain had made the mistake of reviving the genetically enhanced crew of the SS Botany Bay, all of whom had been trapped in suspended animation since fleeing the Earth in the 1990s, following their disastrous defeat in the infamous Eugenics War. Their charismatic leader, Khan Noonien Singh, had briefly captured the Enterprise and nearly killed Kirk, before the captain had managed to turn the tables on Khan and his fellow supermen, stranding them on a primitive planet somewhere near the Mutara sector. Your point is well taken.